Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Battle Hymn of the Republic, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, Whose Name Are You Wearing? From Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 8.
Where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His truth is marching. Transfigures you and me as he died to make men holy. Let us live to make men free. Oh, our God is marching on. Glory,
to talk to you this morning from the book of Genesis chapter 11, and maybe a little bit of style of difference from me that I'm normally of ranting and raving and spitting and screaming. But I want to talk to you about a very important thing this morning that just does not reflect upon what happened on September the 11th, 2001, but what has also today, how our lives are affected. And you know, the thing is, we choose to serve God. And I want to encourage you today. There's a lot of distractions in our world. There's a lot of things that tries to keep us from keeping our focus upon the Lord. But I want to help you today to keep your focus and to realize the name that we are wearing and bearing today. It's important that we wear and bear that name to the glory of God. On April the 30th, 1863, the president was Abraham Lincoln, and he called America to a day of fasting and prayer. It was actually a proclamation of humiliation from that standpoint. And part of the speech and part of what Abraham Lincoln said today to prepare for the occasion, these are the words that Lincoln used, and I read them as a quote to you today. "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom or virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us." This great president, and I believe that Abraham Lincoln was a born-again Christian. And in 1863, he felt the people had forgotten God. You know, we look at our condition of our nation and our world today. But let's focus more primarily on the condition of our nation. Let's focus more on the condition of our lives, our walk, our relationship with God. And you know, I believe if today we could imagine, if Abraham Lincoln was here, I wonder what he would say today about the condition of our nation. I would wonder what he would say about the condition of the hearts of people. I wonder what he would say about the life and the spiritual life of our people of this nation today. You know, in this strategic time back in 1863, at a time that our nation was going through real great unease, and that our nation had been divided, and that our nation had found itself in a civil war, that was probably, and if I believe the documentation is, and the statistics record, that it is the bloodiest war in the history of this nation, and that great lives were lost and people suffered tremendously, brother against brother, friend against friend. And then to think that just 20, 30 miles down the road here, east of us, was the place where our nation was reunited. That is a blessing, to know that God healed a land. But unfortunately, we, the people of this great nation, have abandoned our spirituality. And we've abandoned our walk and our trust of God. We no longer trust the Lord. And we've forgotten Him. We're quick to point out our nation's leaders, and we're quick to point out those who are in responsibility of our nation today. But folks, honestly today, I believe as the Word of God declares that judgment begins at the house of God. I believe today one of the greatest forgetting of God has not been so much from the people of this great nation, but has been today in the halls and the ranks of our church, and in the halls and the ranks of our spiritual life within the establishment of the organization that God has called the church. You know, Lincoln saw a nation and its people overwhelmed and who had been blessed, but they had forgotten the blesser. And when they enjoyed the blessings, they forgot the one that had supplied their blessing. Do you know the Word says that God is a supplier of our every need? That He meets our every need in life. Even in the times of difficulty, tragedy and pain and hurt and times of difficulty and valley experiences that we go through in life, that life is not always easy. I wish I could tell you that it is, but it's not. And you, and I got folks sitting in this congregation right now that are going through tremendous, tremendous trials right now. Brokenness and heartache and sickness and difficulty. People sitting here today. But you know, I know these people and I know the quality of their faith. And their faith is still anchored in the God who said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. Remembering today that we've got a God today who is our blesser. And even through the valley experiences that we go through, David said, though I go through the valley experiences, he said, God, you will not forsake me. You will not turn your back on me. Even in a time when our nation has turned its back on God, I'm glad there's a God who's never turned His back on us. I'm glad that we've got a rock today that we can build our lives upon. And that rock is the one that died on the cross of Calvary, that paid the debt of our sin, that purchased our redemption, and that gives us hope today that this is not it and this is not finality, but there's a better and a brighter day coming. Amen. So he said, we have vainly concluded that it's by our own might and strength that we have declared to be independent of the Creator. We have forgotten that God is our Creator. And you know, it's just tragic to see where our nation has come to. It's tragic to see what has happened, that a football player who now has been lifted up as a hero and his jerseys are more expensive and people are buying them lock, stock, and barrel, and the impression in his fragrant disrespect for our nation, our flag, and what it stands for, and our law enforcement, that he could do this and be applauded and be exalted in it, is tragic. And then to see that impression of evil, and I'm going to call it like it is, it's evil. That impression of evil then could infiltrate down to a high school just east of us in Virginia, when most of the players Friday night did not respect the playing of the national anthem, and they got down on one knee. Let me tell you what, you stand up and you respect what our forefathers fought and sacrificed to give us. It's a sham, it's a shame, it's disrespect to think that we have come to that. Thank God that football team that played in this state Friday night, bless God they lost the game, and I'm glad they did. Amen. Amen. And I hope they lose every game until they get back to a place of respect. Amen. And no disrespect, I'm sure some of you are 49ers fans. I hope they lose every game this season. Amen. Kaepernick needs to be fired. He's making $19 million. Why don't you take some of that $19 million that he's making and help some of these people that he says that are being oppressed?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.